Because you don't so well now, what's the imperative for the command tense? I'm tempted to do something else. To do something else with the imperatives, with the command. Because I'm going to turn what you just have been doing with the imperative, with the command, I will turn it into a command tense. Just what we have been doing, but as a whole tense. I will explain to you now when to use that tense. Well, let's put a name on the tense I'm going to give you now. Usually I don't like to use grammatical terms, but I'll just drop it and then we can forget it. What I'm going to explain to you is how to use the subjunctive very easily, because I call the subjunctive the command tense. Let's look at it as a command tense, because you will use everything what you have been doing now as a tense. The question is when to use it. I want to do it now because actually it's also part of the present tense. In the present tense, you have the imperative, the command, yes, the same push which you use for the present tense, you also use for the imperative, for the command. And now we will add to it, with the same push, also the command tense. Now, but first, before going into it, I want to explain to you when to use it and why.
Yeah.
Because in English, we hardly use it, or rarely, but one may, or one can, or one does sometimes use it. I'll give an example. If you want to say, I want you to be here. Instead of I want you to be here, you can also say, I want very much that you, I want very much that you
be here.
Once more?
I want very much that you be here.
That you be here. You be and not you are. Because it's very important for you to be here. Instead of it is very important for you to be, you want to be more emphatic, and you will say in English, it because it's very important that you
be here.
That you be here.
Yeah.
And not that you are here. You see the difference between you are and you be. At what time do you want me to be there? At what time do you want that I
should be here, or be
that
here,
I
be here.
That yeah. I be there, yes. Mm-hmm. Not that I am there, that I be. We have that I be, that you be, that he be, that everybody be, that, yes. Mm-hmm. And you have be. In a way, I could also say it as a command tense, meaning be here. Mm-hmm. Be is an imperative here. In English, yes. Mm. Be here at 7 o'clock. Be here. We have to understand it first in English so that we know what we are doing. Let's say he must go there today because it's very important that he must go because it's very important that he
go there. That he right. be there, or that he
no,
go,
that he,
go there.
That he go there is right.
Yeah.
Yes? Not that he goes. People in the UK or in the United States will say that he goes, yes?
Yeah.
Which is incorrect English. That he go. Or because he must do it. Because it's very important, it is necessary that he
do it.
That he do it. Not that he does it. Yes. Mm-hmm. That he does it would be incorrect English. Again, we have it command tense. Do it. Go there. It is very important, it's necessary that he do it. Because I want that he do it. I want that he do it. What you want me to do, what you want that I, or that he do. So in some cases, you recognize the command tense, the subjunctive in English. In English, mostly you will avoid it except for emphasis.